I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're hearing from Christians in the Holy Land conflict zones and that a ministry has their sights set on getting Bibles to minorities in Iran. These stories, prayer points, and more coming your way next. We'll begin today in Lebanon, where Hezbollah is taking aim at the Golan Heights in the latest airstrikes and missile exchange with Israel. Drones targeted Israeli military bases in areas they hadn't reached before. This escalation moves Israel one step closer to opening war on a second front, this time with Hezbollah in the north. Eli Haddad with Arab Baptist Theological Seminary says,
in 2006, when we had the war between Israel and Hezbollah, it was all in a matter of weeks. Airport closed right away. Most of the infrastructure in Lebanon was bombed. It was devastating, but short. When this conflict started in October, the anticipation of or whether it will grow into full-scale war or not has been a little bit unsettling.
Located in the hills overlooking Beirut, ABTS is keeping its doors open despite Lebanon's latest turmoil.
One of the things that we prepared to do is we open up our guest house and dormitories to house people that have been internally displaced. Right now, we have a few families from the south.
Internet access is a deciding factor for seminary students in the days and weeks to come, but there are plenty of backup plans in place. Pray this experience will equip students to be peacemakers no matter where in the MENA region they call home. Next, hundreds of Syrian refugees opt to go back to Syria as anti-refugee sentiment surges in Lebanon. Last week, 225 refugees were escorted back to their home villages as part of a repatriation campaign organized by the Lebanese General Security. Millions of Syrian refugees remain in Lebanon in worsening conditions. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
the hardships around us are many, and we don't celebrate the brokenness and hardships of people. What we celebrate is the God-given opportunity to come in the name of Jesus Christ and tell them they are loved.
Heart for Lebanon shares the love of Christ with refugees through medical clinics, kids' camps, and aid deliveries like food and warm blankets.
Everything we do is given unconditionally. But when you do that, then those questions arise. There are questions about religious differences, political differences. And we need to move those conversations into a Jesus conversation. When you go into a Jesus conversation, people are thirsty and they want answers for their miseries. They want to know if God exists.
Your support helps Heart for Lebanon continue reaching these refugees in the name of Christ.
It doesn't matter who we were before Christ. What matters is who we are in Christ, messengers of his peace, sent forth despite all the challenges around us, talking about love, forgiveness, and reconciliation, and knowing that there is salvation only through Jesus Christ.
And if you ever started a story with this one time at summer camp, well, for kids, summer camp is filled with fun and memories. Slavic Gospel Association is kicking off summer day camps across the former Soviet Union, including war-torn areas. SGA's Eric Mock tells us.
The kids literally wait year-round for the opportunity to have these summer camps where they can go away from the noise and the distraction and even the fears of this world and find peace, joy, and love through the ministry of local believers to them and the hope that we have in the gospel.
And it's not just kids who are affected.
There's parents who show up because they don't know what to think of the local church. They've heard rumors and they have these day camps. The parents stand nearby. And what's amazing is a lot of these parents are hearing the gospel for the first time.
Mock says after a summer camp is over, often they'll see parents and their kids go to church the next week for the first time. Just $41 provides the scholarship for one kid to attend an SGA summer camp.
SGA hopes this year to assist as many as 77,000 kids across 13 countries go to a summer retreat. And we hope the number is even better.
One gift today can change a kid's life with the gospel. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.